Jacob deGrom and the Mets open up a series against the Phillies on Friday. We'll pick things up in the fourth inning with the Mets offense trying to add to a 1-0 lead.
Curve, hit on the ground, left side, base hit, 2-0 New York. Right in between third and short, so a triple for Reyes. And the RBI hit from Darno makes it 2-0 Mets.
That flies one out to center. Granderson steadies. Does he see it? A parallel
nod,
and it lands behind him.
Granderson
lost it, and thus the Phillies have their first hit of the night, a triple for Andrew Knapp, his first triple in the major leagues.
2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. 1-2 to Galvis. Swung on and missed strike three. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Got him with a changeup. Jacob deGrom has struck out the side in the sixth inning. He has struck out four in a row. He has 11 on the night.
That here, 0-2. Got him swinging. He left no doubt.
Seawald delivers. Breaking ball popped in the air. Left field. To his left, Cespedes. Makes the one-hand catch. Side retired. Seawald gets a big out.
And Addison Reed would deliver a 1-2-3 ninth inning to cap off a 2-1 Mets win. The Mets have now won 6 of 7, and Jacob deGrom has won 4 straight starts. He's also 5-0 lifetime against the Phillies. With their recent surge, the Mets improved to 37-42 on the year. Here's their manager, Terry Collins.
Yeah, I would say so. And I mean, he's in a groove for sure. I didn't think tonight was his best command, but yet he is such a competitor. I mean, just... You know, you don't see him just all of a sudden saying, well, okay, here's one over the middle of the plate. He just continues to pitch how he's supposed to pitch, pitches his game, and that's why he's pitching the way he is right now. He competes. Exactly. He's got great motion to it. He's, you know, they because he's throwing 94 to 96, they got to be looking for fastballs, and you're going to get guys out in front, and even if there's contact made, it's not going to be great contact. So, I'm glad he's doing it. I'm glad he's gone back to the changeup and used it so effectively. You know, there is that twilight where it happens probably in every outdoor park, where there's a time of night when if you don't see it go up, you don't see it. And he never saw it until right at the end. He saw it and he knew that it was behind him. But, it's just one of those things. We've seen it. You see it happen a lot. You see it especially when it's, you know, when the sky's clear. You really got a tough time.
Jacob deGrom continues to dominate the Phillies, and he continues to round into form this season. He's now 8-3 with a 3.55 ERA for the year.
No, I had a feeling for it early on. I just noticed they were having a hard time catching up to the fastball, so I wasn't really trying to speed up any bats there. I kind of got away from it there for a while. And looking back on previous years, it's been probably my second best pitch, and I don't really know why I got away from it, but... You know, I was able to throw it tonight when I needed to and where I wanted to.
On Saturday, the Mets will host the Phillies once again, and Zach Wheeler will come off the DL to make the start.